Two groups have released EPA data gathered during the Bush administration. The figures look at potential health and environmental risks near coal ash landfills and ponds. Eric Schaefer is a former EPA official, now with the Environmental Integrity Project. He says power companies have been trying to stave off greater federal regulation of the coal ash sites.
We think many of their lobbyists would rather keep the public in the dark about the risk from coal ash disposal. We think it's past time for EPA to turn the lights on and regulate these hazards.
Schaefer's group and the group Earth Justice say there are dozens of coal ash sites around the U.S. that need more oversight. The group say seven coal ash landfills in Wisconsin either don't have clay liners or systems that collect polluted runoff known as leachate. One of the sites on the list is next to Alliant Energy's Edgewater plant in Sheboygan. But Alliant spokesperson Steve Schultz says the landfill was built according to state law at the time and is getting a leachate system this summer.
That has been approved by the DNR. So, you know, as rules change, you know, you change your design, and we certainly want to take all the safety precautions that we can.
Another utility, We Energy, says it's trying to reburn or reuse some of its landfilled fly ash and is making improvements to its site in Oak Creek. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.